Hi, this is Christian Buckley. I'm the Managing Director of Americas for GT Consult.
And I'm John Westworth, a Customer Success Manager for Microsoft.
And we're here to talk about Module 3 in the Yammer Administration and Power User session. It is the Setup and Activation Module. So hopefully those that are struggling with to understand, like, how do I now move over from the free version of Yammer over to the paid? There's a lot you can do with the free version, but the benefit, of course, of moving from free to the paid version is that you have that administrative control. So there could be anybody that claims to have an email address with your domain could still have access. They could have left the company years ago and yet still be accessing some of the discussions that are happening inside of that environment.
Which could be potentially dangerous.
Very dangerous. And in fact, they could have been administrators. They could have set up the network, the free network. You know, so by paying for it and verifying the domain, it helps clean all of that up. And then we'll kind of get into some of the tasks as an administrator that set up that new process, what that looks like. So what we're going to talk about in this module, so the differences between free and the enterprise versions, we're going to walk through the activation process. Actually just went through it for this demo environment where we have got screenshots of what you'll actually see and what it takes to map then your Yammer to your domain. So how do people find their way onto Yammer? As we said, primarily through that free experience. Yep. There are people that are out there. If you don't think you're on Yammer, go sign up. I'm sure people in your organization are on Yammer.
Well, it's amazing how many organizations I talk to and they say, nobody in our organization is asking for a social tool. And yet when you go and have a look at the system, there's actually people out there using it. And that's why they're not asking for it, because they've actually bypassed IT and just implemented it themselves.
Which is actually, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Let's turn that bad thing into an opportunity, which you already have adoption.
Absolutely.
So you just now need to find out, are they supposed to be on the network? Let's clean this up and let's figure out how do we use it in the right way going forward. So the adding domain is a simple process. Now, we were talking about kind of in between modules that depending on how you're testing it out, there are some quirky things about it which threw us for a loop. Part of this, like, was depending on the browser that you're using and the permissions, like, are you in incognito mode? If you have a demo version of you like us that work with a lot of customers in multiple environments, we might have multiple logins to Office 365 and to Yammer. And so those things can cause some little errors, but otherwise it really is fairly simple of adding the domain, assigning your admins to the domain, activating the account, and then adding it to your Office 365 navigation. So where to begin? It really begins at the beginning, like securing that domain name. If you have a company, if you want to have Yammer set up on a different domain, go and acquire that domain. Of course, through the setup process, there are some steps to kind of streamline that activity, actually through the Office 365 interface to actually go and purchase the domain as well.
Absolutely.
So through the dashboard, you activate Yammer Enterprise, you verify your domain ownership, and then you can make Yammer then your default social experience on SharePoint as well. So get added to the dashboard, and we'll show you that as well as use it inside of SharePoint. And I'm going to now, with the demo, going to show you kind of the domain process. Now, there's not a lot to show in the live here because, frankly, we're, to go through and run you through all the screens, and we're actually going to show you screenshots of what we did this past weekend setting up the demos. But as an admin, the Office 365 Admin Center, and I should say that if you have this admin access and are setting up SharePoint, then by default, you are a verified admin, so the top-level admin inside of Yammer. But you can also then go and set up other verified admins, so people that have that Office 365 global administrator perspective, you add them in through this interface as well, or you can add other network admins and your users also through the interface. But you can, what's powerful about doing it through the Office 365 Admin Center is that you can go in and do directory sync and pull in all of your Exchange, the approved emails into the system and send out those invites.
And I think it's important to note that if you make somebody a verified admin, that they may not have access to the Office 365 admin, so they may not see all the notifications of changes that are coming through to Yammer. So it's important to kind of get them on board and notify them of any changes that are coming late at a later date.
Right. And so there could be reasons for that, to have somebody who is a verified admin. And we're going to get into the deep dive into those roles and the differences in a later module. But that might be a verified admin in Yammer, but not in 365. Oh, yeah. So just recognize that they're different things. But by default, the global admins in 365 become verified admins. So all I'm going to do here to kick this off is go down into the domains. So you can see we're actually working with this our demo system on the Buckley Planet, which, if you've not caught on, that is my Twitter handle. That is me, the Buckley Planet. We're just going to go and say add a new domain just to show you the kickoff of the process. And as you can see here, we can't get everything on the screen here, but it literally just walks you through the process. There's help and guidance along each step. And so you just click get it started, move through, which domain do you want to use, go through and start that process. And I'm actually going to switch back over to the presentation. Go back in demo and show you some screenshots of what this looks like. So we'll go in, we add in, provide the domain name. In this case, we use buckleyplanet.info. So there's a verification that happens. We use GoDaddy. It goes in, verifies that. You can go into your registrar, and in this case, GoDaddy, and do it manually and set things up, or you can streamline it. You can automate it through 365. It goes in once it finds it, and you verify that and activate the enterprise capability. Of course, you have to have the enterprise capabilities paid for, but that's part of what you can also look at within the Office 365 Admin Center, is to see what version of the licensings and the users that you have, to make sure that you have the right license.
And Yammer comes with pretty much every suite out there now as well.
It does. It's one of those things. So it should be fine. Just want to make sure that just make sure that it's there. It's always because things change at the speed of the cloud, and just want to make sure that's still the case. But you activate that, so it's activating. It can says 1 to 30 minutes. I think for me it took about 30 seconds. So it was ready to go. So that was added in, and then there was still had to complete the setup process for that. So once we verified, click through the next. I was able to see all of the users that were part of my domain. So you can see here I've got my subdomain, which is my demo environment here, but you might have your old environment, especially if you're using a different domain. And I went and successfully moved, updated 32 users over to the new domain name. And then we needed to update the DNS records for 365. So you have the ability to go in, and as it shows here, to make sure that it's set up for Outlook and for Link. So all those capabilities are now set up for that new domain. And once those are completed, it updates those records over on the registrar, and then lets you know that it's all set up. And from there, you have this. You get these other little alerts. It's all set it up. You then get as you click on Yammer, you get over into the new sparkling, shiny new Yammer environment, and it walks you through this checklist over on the right side and kind of advises you of some of the things to do. None of which we did for the demo environment, of course. But things like adding the logo, making sure other users, maybe you even want external users, partners that work very closely with maybe your PR firm or a design firm that you work closely with, or to set a usage policy. Go in and before anybody is in there, before you let them know that Yammer is now up and running, to go and put those usage policies, your statement in place, and require people to agree to the policy before they're able to use the platform. So I know that was a lot just to kind of run through in a short amount of time there, but hopefully that's useful to see it through the screens and know what to expect, so that you really don't need to have anything else beyond the registrar information and make a decision about the admins that you want to assign there. But it's pretty straightforward. They've streamlined it intentionally there. And once activated, I do recommend, because especially if you had the free version up and running, take some time to go through and look at who still is involved, who has been active there within the environment, and get organized to start thinking about how you actually want to deploy it, the groups that you want to set up and things like that. And so up next, we're going to talk about day in the life, kind of the overview of the basic admin features. And we're going to get in and demo a few more specific things. So that's module 4. And hopefully you'll stick around for the rest of the modules.
Excellent.